The data from the US Labor Department shows that inflation slowed in February for the first time since September, despite the implementation of widespread tariffs by the Trump administration. The consumer price index increased by 2.8% from a year ago, down from 3% in January. The decline is less than economists had predicted, but it's still higher than the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. The figures show that prices rose for a range of products and services, including auto insurance, used cars, fuel oil, and eggs, which were up 15.2% due to the avian flu outbreak. As President Trump implements widespread tariffs, one economist told US network CNN, cloud cover is on the horizon. Meanwhile, US stocks rallied on Wednesday as a result of the news. Mitch McCann, New York.